I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Pro-Russia demonstrators storm Ukrainian administration buildings in eastern Ukraine. Many believe this is another Russian attempt to take more of the country. A worker with the EFCA Reach Global is in Ukraine and agrees with this assessment.
When they went in, it was their intent that they would take control of the building and then they would call for help from the Russian government to protect them because they had gone in and taken the Ukrainian flags down and put up Russian flags.
Russians are attacking peaceful Ukrainian protesters. Ukrainians are crying out to God. Support EFCA's emergency fund at our website. Meanwhile, Christians are meant to bring focus back to God in all areas. According to Food for the Hungry, that includes comic books. In Ethiopia, up to 60% of women believe getting beaten by their husband is justifiable. Using comic books, a very popular media in the country, FH is partnering with Search for Common Ground this spring to teach families godly ways to communicate and overcome conflict. Pray these books will illustrate God's love and calling. And clean water isn't usually a concern for believers in the West, but Melissa Cruz of India Partners says remote villagers don't have that luxury.
They spend several hours a day because they have to go back and forth just to get water.
India Partners is fighting that trend by installing water wells in remote villages, providing sanitation training, and introducing the gospel. Prayer and giving are the first steps toward making an eternal difference. We'll show you how at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Children are suffering around the world. Vision Beyond Borders wants to give you a free 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids and their parents. Get yours free by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.